Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something that comes up a lot when Florida small business owners start thinking about industrial real estate, triple net leases. If you've ever looked at warehouse space down here and seen the term NNN and just kind of glossed over it, this episode is for you. And I'm Jamie. Yes, triple net leases. This is one of those topics where once you understand it, you kind of can't believe nobody explained it to you sooner. It changes how you look at every lease you'll ever sign. Right? And we're specifically focusing on the Florida market today, warehouses, light industrial, distribution space, because that sector has been absolutely booming here. So Jamie, let's just start at the beginning. What even is a triple net lease?
Okay, so the simplest way to think about it, in a triple net lease, or NNN lease, the tenant doesn't just pay rent. They also pay three additional nets: property taxes, building insurance, and maintenance costs. So the landlord gets a very clean, predictable income stream, and the tenant takes on a lot more of the operating expenses.
So when you see a warehouse listed at, say, $8 per square foot, that's not really $8 per square foot.
Exactly. That's the base rent. Then you've got to layer on those three nets on top of it. Depending on the property, that could add another $2, $3, even $4 per square foot annually. So your actual occupancy cost is meaningfully higher than that headline number.
That's such an important distinction, especially for a small business owner who's budgeting tightly. You see that base rate and you think, okay, I can make this work. And then the full picture is very different.
And that's honestly where a lot of first-time industrial tenants get caught off guard. In Florida especially, property insurance has gotten really expensive post-hurricane seasons, so that insurance net can be a bigger number than people expect.
Oh, that's a great point. Florida's insurance market is just, it's its own whole conversation. But it absolutely affects what tenants end up paying under these leases.
Totally. And it's not static either. Those costs can go up year over year, so you might budget based on today's insurance rate and then find yourself paying significantly more 2 years into a five-year lease.
So let's talk about why these leases are so common in industrial real estate specifically. Like, why is this the standard structure for warehouses and distribution centers?
Great question. Industrial properties tend to have long lease terms, 5, 10, even 15 years. And landlords, especially institutional investors, want predictability. They want to know what their net income is going to be without worrying about whether the roof repair is going to eat into their returns this quarter.
So it's really a risk transfer mechanism.
That's exactly what it is. The risk of operating cost increases gets transferred from the landlord to the tenant. And from the landlord's perspective, it makes the property easier to value, easier to finance, easier to sell, because that income stream is so clean and predictable.
And for investors looking at Florida warehouse properties right now, that predictability is a big selling point, right? The Sunbelt industrial market has been one of the hottest in the country.
Huge. Florida's got this incredible combination of population growth, port activity, think Port Miami, Port Everglades, Port Tampa Bay, plus the e-commerce-driven demand for last-mile distribution space. So cap rates on industrial NNN properties here have been really compressed, meaning valuations are high.
Wait, let's unpack cap rates for a second, because I know some of our listeners are newer to the investment side of this. Can you give a quick explainer?
Of course. So a cap rate, capitalization rate, is basically the annual net operating income of a property divided by its purchase price. A lower cap rate means you're paying more for each dollar of income, which typically signals a hotter, more competitive market. So when I say cap rates are compressed in Florida industrial, I mean prices are high relative to the income those properties generate.
And NNN leases make that income figure really reliable, which is part of why investors are willing to pay up for these properties.
Precisely. You're not just buying a building, you're buying an income stream. And the NNN structure makes that income stream very bankable. Lenders love it too, which can help with financing terms.
Okay, so now let's flip to the tenant's perspective, because I think that's where a lot of our listeners are. They're the ones signing these leases, not necessarily the ones writing them. What should a Florida business owner know before signing an NNN lease on warehouse space?
Number one, get the lease audited. I know that sounds basic, but you'd be surprised how many small business owners just sign what's put in front of them. Have a commercial real estate attorney or a tenant rep broker actually go through the expense definitions. What counts as maintenance? What's a capital improvement that the landlord should cover versus an operating expense you're on the hook for?
That capital versus operating distinction is huge. Like, if the HVAC system needs to be replaced, is that you or the landlord?
Right? And in a poorly negotiated NNN lease, it could be you. That's a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 surprise you do not want. So negotiating caps on certain maintenance obligations or carving out major capital items is something a good tenant rep can help you get in the lease. I love that you mentioned tenant rep brokers. A lot of small business owners don't realize that representation is typically free to the tenant. The landlord pays both sides of the commission. Yes, please use a tenant rep. There's literally no cost to you, and they know the local market, they know what's negotiable, and they've seen the tricks in these leases before. In a market like South Florida or Orlando or Tampa, where there's real competition for good industrial space, having someone in your corner matters. Let's talk about lease length for a minute. You mentioned 5 to 15 years is common. For a small business, that's a huge commitment. How should owners think about that? It's a real tension. Landlords want longer terms. It's better for their financing and their asset value. But for a small business, locking in 10 years is scary. Things change. Your business might grow out of the space, or you might need to downsize. So negotiating flexibility, renewal options, expansion rights, maybe even a sublease clause, is really important. And in Florida's industrial market right now, is there room to negotiate those things, or is it a landlord's market? It's been a landlord's market for a while, but we are starting to see some softening in certain submarkets as new supply has come online. So it really depends on where you are. In tight urban infill markets like Miami-Dade, you've got less leverage. But in some of the outer submarkets, parts of Central Florida, the I-4 corridor, some North Florida markets, there's more room to push back. That's really useful local color. Okay, one more thing I want to make sure we cover, and this is for the investor side. What makes a good NNN warehouse tenant in Florida? Because the quality of the tenant really drives the value of one of these investments. So much. A creditworthy tenant with a long lease term is basically the holy grail of NNN investing. You want someone who's going to be around, a national or regional company with solid financials, ideally investment-grade credit. That's why you see so many NNN listings featuring tenants like FedEx, Amazon, or large regional distributors. And for smaller investors who can't afford a FedEx lease distribution center, what does that market look like? There's actually a really active market for smaller multi-tenant industrial parks. Think flex space, smaller warehouse bays, where you've got local or regional tenants. The per unit price is lower, you can diversify across multiple tenants, and Florida's small business ecosystem is strong enough that you can find solid operators to fill that space. It's a different risk profile, but very accessible for local investors. I love that. It's not just a game for the big institutional players. There are real opportunities at every scale in this market. Totally. And honestly, that's what makes Florida industrial real estate so interesting right now. Whether you're a business owner trying to understand your lease before you sign it, or a local investor looking to put money into a tangible asset in your own backyard, the NNN structure is something you need to understand deeply. Well said. This has been such a great conversation. I feel like we could do a whole follow-up episode just on lease negotiation tactics. Oh, absolutely. Put it on the list. And hey, if you're a Florida business owner or investor who's navigating this right now, we want to hear from you. What questions are you running into? What would you want us to dig into next? Yes, reach out. And huge thanks to everyone listening today. We really do appreciate you spending time with us on the Local Business Playbook. And if you want to keep learning, head over to our website at thelocalbusinessplaybook.com. We've got show notes, resources, and links to everything we talked about today. New episodes drop every week, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time.